This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half, he's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman.
Brad Underwood.
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
Hey, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. A lot going on here in the last, 5 minutes. I think I have visited with, 10 different people from 6 feet across, 6 feet apart, of course.
That's right.
But a lot going on. It's The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, I see Hans D, I saw Trevor Valise. It's a full house today.
It'll be a Friday.
It must be Friday, right? Everybody's ready to roll. What a beautiful Friday, too. I know I've said this before, but at our office, we are doing kind of one-on, one-off. And normally, I try to do the Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But this week, I took Monday, Wednesday, Friday off. Now, I do a lot of work from home, but I'm not going to lie and sit here and say I'm just sitting there hammering it out, at home. But I took the perfect day off today because I got some stuff done. I've got these huge bushes in front of my house. They're yews. Is that how you say it? I think it's a yew. And so my buddy Michael Holmes, who does a lot of the landscaping, he came up. I called him and I said, what am I going to do with these? He goes, well, you're going to cut them down. So we didn't take them out, but we cut them all the way down. And in a strange way, it looks better.
Looks good.
I'm like, that looks a lot better nice. Than what the other ones were. So now it's up to me to mulch it. And do some flowers around it, but I don't.
How about that?
I want to do azaleas. Do you know what an azalea? Yeah, I know you've heard of it. When you watch the Masters, that's what you see are azaleas, and I think they're the most beautiful flower, like the red ones. But the problem is, I think they only grow to the east, and around here it's really hard, I think, to grow them. And I'm not exactly an expert on any of that. So
fooled me.
Yeah, kind of like my animal expertise.
You said Masters, that you're going to put a putting green in your front yard.
Oh, now see, I could do that. I did see on Twitter there's a family, I think, around here that put together like a little 9-hole golf course in their backyard, and they're playing with, the plastic golf balls. I think that's excellent, man. People are doing so much. I went on a long walk today, played some catch with Andrew, and as you walk around town, you see so many people out. I mean, and you know what? It's great. And, maybe we'll get into more of a habit of doing that. There's always little silver linings in anything. And the fact that we're spending more time with family, right? You're doing a lot of that. And I get it, man. It's like not spending time with family here, but just being home all the time. Your mind is like, okay, I gotta do so. I relish the drive to the radio station. I take every country road. It takes me 48 minutes to get from Philo here because I just take as long as I can to get away from the house for a while. But the fact that everybody's kind of getting out and walking, and of course the weather helps with that. But maybe everybody will kind of keep that pace. Once everything's back to normal, whenever that's going to be, maybe we'll all kind of keep the pace and keep out walking. I see, neighbors talking to neighbors.
A lot of people are in good moods, and it's hard not to be when it's this nice outside.
It's true.
You can tell people are excited to interact with other living beings.
Oh, my gosh. They see a human. They're like, hey! and I do feel like, and I don't think the spike is over around here with this virus, but I do feel like There was a wave of panic, followed by a wave now of being very scared. And I don't blame anybody for being scared at this because Derek, I said it the other day when I was yesterday when I was talking to Kent Brown. I mean, I wake up now every morning and I swallow, and I'm like, okay, I don't have a sore throat, I don't have a dry cough. I mean, really, and it's something I've never thought about in my life. But you wake up and you're like, okay, I seem to be healthy today. So that's good. And you know, it's just one of those that's a really scary thing. And you read the symptoms on it, and it scares you.
Something on your mind, me in particular, my fiance's working over at the hospital.
Oh, bless her heart. I forgot that.
So there are cases over there. She's exposed to it.
Oh, man.
And actually someone in her department.
Really?
Got it. So now that she's worried about that. So is it something, you know, everybody
it's scary.
Is dealing with? Saw today that a Michigan State basketball assistant coach lost his dad to COVID-19. Wow. So
it's tough.
Still something that we're dealing with and having to fight through.
And I think it'll be even worse when it's somebody that you know is affected, right? I mean, at this point, I don't know anybody that has it. And I think that, you know, I'm still weary of it. I mean, you know, even just the fact of you saying, you know, with your fiance working in the hospital, maybe we shouldn't be in the same room. I don't know. Right. But, you know, it's just one of those where I don't know. I don't want to. I mean, I want to be smart. And I have been.
Scoot over a couple.
Yeah, right. Can you go? Yeah, maybe we do need to go 6 footer.
6 feet.
But you know, I also don't want to live in fear. You know, I also and I'm doing my part like you are. I mean, I don't see hardly anybody all day. You know, our office is doors locked. We come here. There's not today's the most people that have been here in 3 weeks. You know, with everybody milling around. Usually Fridays, everybody's gone anyway. What the heck? And on a nice day, what? Come on, get out of here, people. Get out of here. I'm giving you all, well, Stevie's here. I better not tell everybody to leave. But yeah, I mean, it's just one of those where you really have to kind of watch it and be safe. And you and I, we Clorox stuff down. We don't shake hands. We don't give each other five. You know, we don't hug.
Yeah.
Of course, we never really did that.
When's the last time we hugged?
I don't think it, I don't think we ever.
No.
Yeah, we. Maybe one.
Maybe
day.
On the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, we'll give a hug.
The show.
if everything's safe, we'll give a hug at that point.
All right.
All right. Let's talk some sports. Let me tell you what we're going to do today. We've got a gentleman coming up at 4:30, and it's a program. His name is Michael Rivers. It's a program that's called Adopt a Minor Leaguer. And I know everybody's job is being affected by this, but even minor league baseball players are being affected by this because they're not getting paid. So this gentleman in Minnesota, Michael Rivers, started a program essentially that allows a family to adopt a minor leaguer. And we'll ask him, you know, to the extent of it. But essentially, you know, you send him a $50 gift card to go buy groceries or go eat, you know, stuff like that. So I thought it'd be kind of a cool thing to do. Kim Lindgren here in town, her son, Jeff Lindgren, John and Kim, their son, Jeff, is with the Marlins organization, had a really good first year after he got drafted out of Illinois State. She brought it to my attention. I thought, you know, that's a pretty cool story. So we're going to talk to Michael at 4:30. 5:05, DB returns. Derek Burson, Sports Information Director for basketball. Today we're going to get a little bit fun with Derek.
Yeah, he's got a list, power rankings, and we gave him some time to think about it now. Best eats in the Big Ten on the road.
Oh, I like it.
Interested in that, and we'll try to get some more stories out of him, too.
I like it.
You know, a lot of people are telling MJ stories with the documentary coming up. I'm sure he's had some interactions or seen him around Ubbin when Jeff was here. And
that's right.
We can ask him about that.
Do you have an MJ story real quick?
I don't.
I have one funny one.
Okay.
That when my brother out of college, well, he was a few years out of college, he does IT work, and he was in Detroit living at the Renaissance Building, which is a really nice building in Detroit. So I went up to visit him for a weekend just to see Detroit, and we went to the Palace to watch a exhibition game between the Pistons and the Bulls, and this is when the Bulls were winning all those titles. So we go to the game. It's the only, to this day, except for an exhibition game I watched down at the SIU Arena once when I interviewed Larry Johnson from the Hornets. But it was the only really game I've ever been to, and Michael Jordan did not play that day because of an ingrown toenail. So that's my Michael Jordan story. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, not that I was expecting him to play a lot.
Sure.
But I thought, you know, can you just go in and make one shot, and I can say I've watched Michael Jordan? Oh, no. In fact, he wasn't even on the bench. He wasn't even in the building.
Wow.
So an ingrown toenail, that's my Michael Jordan story.
What a legend.
I need to write all these down one day. It'd be a fun, nobody would buy the book, but it'd be a cool book to go back and look and say, boy, Lon's had a fun life, but he's really unlucky.
He donates to some libraries.
There you go. Yeah. If you're really bored, maybe like people now would maybe read it because they got nothing better to do. So we'll talk to Derek Burson about that. I'm excited about that. Speaking of the Bulls, let's get a little sports in. We promised yesterday we'd talk a little more on the Bears. We're going to do that here in the next like 10 minutes. And we wanted to talk about the Bulls. Let me supervent both of those. Not supervent. What's the word I'm looking for? Supervent? I don't think that's a
circumvent
word. Circumvent. Thank you. There was a coach that got an extension today on the U of I campus, and that's Nancy Faye, who in her time here has won four games in the Big Ten. But she received a two-year extension, and we know how this works. Lovie Smith got the same kind of deal. No more money. It's just extending, I think, the contract. I don't think she got any more money, but essentially, even if she did, it extends the contract two more years because of recruiting. And I saw a remark or whatever from Josh Whitman that essentially said, you know, I like the way she's trying to build the character here. We know the wins aren't there on the court, but the character is starting to come around.
It's a hard sell, man.
It is.
And really, as far as turning and spinning this into a positive or someone to say, hey, what a great idea.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
No.
And you mentioned it there, 3 years, 4-48 in the Big Ten. That's tough to swallow. And she inherited a really tough situation.
She did.
Matt Beaulant was 9-22 overall the year, his final year, 9 wins the year before that.
And turmoil. Don't forget that.
Right. Exactly. For the women's basketball team to win 11 overall games this year, they were 11-19, was the most since 2014-15. So we're talking about some being really low on the totem pole,
right,
really in the sport. I'm trying to think of the comp in men's basketball at the Power 5 level. It's tough.
That is tough.
Because it's one of the worst out there.
It is. I know Coach Faye has won more games each season.
9-10-11.
So give her that. And this year, there was a lot of youth on that team that contributed a lot to the points, rebounds, assists. Right. Now they did.
But you're losing Petra.
Right.
Your leading scorer.
I love how you didn't even attempt.
Oh, I'm a smart man.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, you lose your leading scorer. She's transferring.
Grad transfer. How could you blame her?
You don't.
And then Allie Andrews was your third leading scorer, and she's a senior.
Okay, so you lost your first and third leading scorer. So you're going to rely on a lot of youth. And look, it's one of those where, as you look at the program, you sit there and listen, I sit here and I think I hate it for Coach Faye, but it's like, how do you get out of where you're at? That's kind of my quote. How do you get out of where you're at? Because you're not winning games to draw big recruits. You don't have a program like Illinois basketball or men's basketball that in the past has won.
Right.
You don't have a history necessarily. I know.
I haven't been to the tournament since 2003.
Right. And Teresa Grintz, when she was here, certainly turned this into a program that would make a Sweet 16 on occasion. But since that time with who was the coach after Teresa? I can't think of her name.
Gillette Law,
between Gillette Law and Matt Beaulant and now Nancy Faye, you just haven't put up a lot of winning at all. And I don't know that you've even had a winning record. Have you? I don't know that Matt Beaulant or Gillette Law had a winning record. Maybe Gillette did. In fact, I think she did get to the WNIT, is what I'm thinking.
Twice.
Okay. Oh, twice. Okay. Did Matt Beaulant get there once? Maybe his
first year.
But since that first year of Matt Beaulant, this team has been under 500, and it's a hard sell, right? It's a hard sell to try to get somebody to come here. You're going to need almost like an IO, somebody that will say, you know what? I'm going to go there, and I'm going to leave my mark, and I'm going to make that women's program a winning program by the time I'm gone. And I don't know that there's an IO out there on the women's side that wants to take that much of a leap of faith.
Right. There's been 3 winning seasons since Teresa Grintz left in 2007. To the IO angle a little bit, there was Ariel Scott, who one time was committed to Duke, but then she ended up stepping away from the women's program in August 2019.
Okay. So that hurts.
Yep.
So there's just, it just seems like nothing is going right. Does that make sense? But I think Nancy and Josh Whitman would tell you that, yeah, there are things going right. We're continuing to win more games than we did the year before. And that's something that you have to give credit for. And you're building a character here that I think this program was in a really low spot. After Gillette Law, Matt Beaulant came along. They had the issues with the assistant coach. That there was a racism issue that was brought up with this women's program. So you talk about barrel of the bottom that Nancy took over with. So you know what? It's one of those where, and I've said this, and it's unfortunate because I am a guy, And I want to say this because I think this is important before I say the next statement. I am a guy that in college did play-by-play for the SIU women's basketball team. I traveled with them. I am great friends with them. Kerry Redeker was one of those who's now the ICC coach. And that team went and upset Colorado in the NCAA tournament. That was a great team. And I had more fun traveling around the Midwest with that team announcing their games. We'd go to Northern Iowa. We'd go to Illinois State. You know, you name it in the Valley. And I was there with them. And I had a blast. I've always been a fan of women's basketball. Always. And when Teresa Grintz was here, I was working at WAND. Those were fun teams to cover. With Ashley Bergeron, you had Allison Curtin. I mean, I had a lot of fun covering those teams, successful teams. So I am one that wants this women's program to get back to where it was because sure. I am one that pays attention. I really do. I get frustrated when they don't win. But the point of this, of my remark, is this. You're not going to see a lot of scuttlebutt right now about this extension for Nancy Faye because it's all about men's basketball and it's about football and it's also about women's volleyball. I mean, if Chris Thomas had that kind of a record, he'd probably be gone, right?
Men's golf.
So it's nothing to do with men and women.
Even baseball.
It's the fact that this program has been down so long
yes.
that I don't think there's a lot of people out there irritated about Nancy Faye getting a two-year extension. Does that make sense?
Yeah. They would just say why.
Right.
And she still has 3 years left on the deal before.
And that's fair.
Before adding the two at the end. So now it's 5 years. Again, you have to find someone who's willing to even go into a situation like Illinois, but when you're getting paid...
She's going to make upwards of $675,000.
Yes. Right.
So that is the other part of this where I just... Yeah, and you are exactly right with the fair question of, okay, that's fine. You've got to give her some time, but at what point do you say, this isn't working? And who knows, maybe next year, maybe give her two more years because you got a bunch of freshmen and sophomore on this team. If in 2 years you're still winning 13, 14 games, then has it worked?
Sure.
And I guess, you know, for Coach Faye to only be fair to her, we need to wait those 2 years to see.
Yeah, and similar to the Lovie situation, if this doesn't change, I'm guessing it does not, any kind of buyout or out on Illinois' end, essentially deciding, okay, we're not going to change this offseason. We're not going to fire. If we add on these two extra years,
right.
If it doesn't hurt us at any point as far as owing her more money, if it, say, this time next year you're wanting to make a move, then there's no real downside to it, I guess, what you're saying.
No, that's a fair point. Now, you bring up Lovie, and I'll say this to bring it back to that side of it. Lovie's supposed to have a really good year if we play football this year. This is supposed to be the year, right?
That.
Oh, my goodness. This has kind of been the year where you'll have a lot of seniors. You're one of the most experienced teams in the Big Ten in terms of returning starters. I think only maybe Minnesota is the only team that returns more starters. There's one team in the West. I don't think it's Wisconsin, although they're close, of course, because it's all Wisconsin's world right now. We're just living in it. But this is a year where you're looking for some big things for Illinois, and I hope it happens. And they have, the talent and the schedule to put that together. But, you know, if things go sideways this year, or let's say you win 7 games or 8 this year, and then all of a sudden you're back to 3 wins again next year, which I don't think will happen, then I think it's fair to say, okay, is that working? I mean, did we pay Lovie Smith $20-some million to get 2 good years?
Yeah.
You know, but we hope, and our hope is, and I think this will be the case, is stabilization of a program that even if you win 8 this year, maybe next year you might only win 5, but you're also playing some guys and you notice the depth and maybe you win 6 and you realize that, okay, all right, it's just a small bump in the road as opposed to what Illinois sometimes does where they go to the Rose Bowl and then they go winless or win 2 games the next year. So if it's more of a stabilization where maybe you win 7, then only 5, and then you're back to 6, then 7, that's what I want to see out of Lovie, but there's still question marks about that.
Yeah, and there were a ton when he got the extension because it was before last year.
He got
the extension coming off a 4-win season and needed the 6 wins to the bowl game and kind of to show people, of course, the upset over Wisconsin and
huge.
The win at Michigan State. There were things finally to really hang your hat on and say, okay, step forward for sure. It wasn't just 3 wins to 4 wins. And now, as you mentioned, another one is expected this year, assuming, please, dear God, can we assume that you're just going to play the season in the fall? Play in the spring, I don't care, but we need football. And let's just have it business as usual.
Oh, man. Amen. And back to Nancy Faye. They did beat Missouri this year. That was the first time, I think, since 08-09 that an Illinois women's basketball team had beaten Missouri. So there's another step on her. There's another mark of positivity on her side. I'm rooting for him. And I've said it, and I mean it. I mean it 100%. I'm rooting for him because I enjoy when this Illinois women's basketball program is good. And I am even one of those guys, I love watching the Big Ten tournament. There was about a stretch when Jolette Law was here, there was a stretch of 3 or 4 years where they were like the upset specialists. They would always upset a team or two and get pretty far in that tournament, and it was fun. But, you know, now you're like, you've won 4 games in 3 years in the Big Ten. In the Big Ten, you've won 4 times in 3 years. So hopefully that'll turn around and that'll change next year, we hope. So, but again, an extension that that more than anything deals with recruiting, because it tells recruits right now, I'm going to be here, so you can take a chance and come here. So I wonder if that method or that thought process will change if the NCAA rules to give athletes the ability to leave whenever they want one time. Do you think that would then change the idea on an athlete to say, I don't even care who the coach, not that they don't care who the coach is, but they won't worry as much that coach may be gone in a year or two?
It depends on how many years that player still has.
That's true.
Because if they were a freshman this past year and went to another program, they'd still have 3 years of eligibility. And if that coach they just committed to is going to get fired the very next season,
then maybe they wouldn't want to.
This on the Whitman front is showing a sign of patience and trust to where, okay, even if next year isn't blowing it out of the water and getting the NCAA tournament or even the NIT, we're still committed, and we're, again, with the out of, if it doesn't work, you'd still do that. But, as you mentioned, and a lot of times these extensions are with recruiting intentions to try to say, okay, no matter what you hear about or whatever the record looks like, I still believe. And building something here, and there's some belief up top.
And I think that's fair. And I think Coach Fay, I don't know. I mean, I would assume deserved might be a little strong of a word, but I think she should get the chance here to try to build this thing. And again, I don't see a lot of people are going to get that much of an issue if we allow her to do it for a couple of more years. But if it keeps on this same pace for 2-3 more years, or for another 1 or 2 years, then I'm going to have an issue.
Yeah, if you're only increasing your overall wins one at a time, I mean, that's, you're not getting anywhere
and
fast.
And not winning in conference.
Right.
Yeah, I totally agree. So,
and you're going to have to be that coach that convinces the IO or someone similar on the women's side to change things.
And they did
if
make
you're not,
a,
then
they did make a change in the assistant side. So maybe that'll ratchet, maybe that'll help with recruiting on that end as well. So we'll see. We'll kind of play it by ear, but congrats to Coach Fay, an extension of a couple more years. So hopefully we'll get that back. How about when we just have Illinois football and men's
three
and women's basketball?
Three minutes, everybody.
3 minutes, Trevor. Did you know that?
Can I just say that every single time I've ever board opt, I've done that. Derek can attest to, and I've been waiting for you to finally do it so I can make fun of you for it, and you just made my day.
3 minutes, people. At 4:30, we'll take Fox. No, we won't. No, we won't. We won't take that, but at least you know there's 3 minutes. I am waiting for that, though, for a time when men's and women's basketball and men's football are all winning at a high level, because every other program pretty much does at
Seems like most of them. Okay, that you meant.
No. Like golf.
Yes,
and, I mean,
for sure.
Men's and women's golf right now are looking strong.
Well, how long did we wait for an academic year? And I know that Illinois basketball didn't technically go to the tournament.
Yeah.
Bowl game and tournament the same year.
Right. I mean, I don't know when that's, when has that happened?
It had been a while.
Oh, a long time. All right, here's what we got. Michael Rivers, that's what he wants to be called, Michael. Michael Rivers, adopt a minor leaguer, will join us next. We'll do Who You Got at 5:30, and then Derek Burson, Illinois Basketball Sports Information Director at 5:05. The best eats on the road in the Big Ten. We're going to go through it. Like, when you're in Madison, where do you guys go? I mean, let's have some fun with it. It's Friday, right? What the heck? Let's have some fun. All right, 359-2255, if you want to weigh in.
How many old styles can you safely consume before you still being able to write a press release emergency, in case of emergency?
As he goes, hey, Io, and he's like smelling like an old style. Io's like, what's wrong with you, Derek? Nothing. I've got into a little bit of the old style at halftime of the game. All right, back with Michael Rivers. Adopt a minor leaguer. I'm anxious to learn a little bit more about it. We'll do it next. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Like most right now, I need more freezer space. I went to Dick Van Dyke and they were sold out of the size I needed. They took my name and my number and said they were expecting a shipment in soon. About 2 hours later, my sales associate called me back and said a shipment of freezers in the size I needed was being unloaded. I went in, ordered, and got my freezer the next day. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Central Illinois within the past month. We know that keeping your food fresh is essential. So is keeping your homes clean. We have washing machines and dishwashers equipped with sanitation and steam clean. These appliances are in stock and on sale with a free 10-year protection plan. Our doors are open and our staff is practicing proper measures to keep your buying experience safe and sanitary. Call, order online, or stop into our showroom. We always guarantee the best deal. Wow!
When you buy from us, get
the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Remember this?
Oh, yeah! David Freeze has just sent us into game number 7.
Relive the 2011 Cardinal season one more time.
They came from nowhere.
Hear every pitch, every hit of every game of Cardinals baseball from August 25th against the Pirates through game 7 of the 2011 World Series.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
The 2011 Cardinals World Series replay every day on the Cardinals Radio Network.
The Cardinals Classic.
They came from nowhere.
Relive some of your favorite Cardinal games from 2011. Monday through Friday at 6:15, Saturdays at 6, Sundays at noon.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
Right here on ESPN 93.5.
Version of Motley Crue. Why not? It's Friday. It's kind of a hair bangers kind of day, right?
Sure.
I just had a request from my buddy Drew. He's like, you better be popping it at 5:05. We may do that a few times today.
I was going to say.
We may do that a few times today. One thing that we haven't said today, and I'm going to hold Michael Rivers just for a couple seconds, Michael. I hope you don't mind. I know we're going through and we're reading about a lot of restaurants in the Champaign-Urbana area that are offering curbside service, delivery, et cetera. And we certainly want you to continue to support every restaurant in this area and help them out in this time. But we also know that we've got a wide listening area with regards to Central Illinois. And what I would love to do, we did this a couple of weeks ago and we had a really good showing on it. What I would love to do is if you're out there listening, maybe there's a spot that you really love going to and you know that they could use a little help. Or if there is a hometown, you know, if you live in Ogden and there's a bar in Ogden or Camargo, you know, I always go back to my hometown. But anywhere, you know, wherever you're at, Gibson City, Fithian, wherever you're at, if there's a restaurant that is offering food. And because I think pretty much all the bars are shut down. But if you're a bar restaurant and they're offering food for either curbside or delivery, let us know. Send us the name and what town it's in. And if you know of a special, like if you know on Friday nights they do fish for this, whatever, let us know. And we're going to say it today and get it out there. And who knows, maybe somebody's out there driving and they're driving on the interstate right by Ogden. And they say, hey, you guys just mentioned this.
I'm going to go and support them right now. So let's do it. Let's all help each other. Let's get as much of this out as we can and much information. And Derek and I will read those today as we go along and try to get all the area bars and restaurants a plug. That doesn't mean you can't plug a Champaign Urbana restaurant like a Hickory River or a Hickory. Hickory River.
El Toro.
El Toro, any of those.
I need to get one of those margarita kits.
Yeah, baby. Big Grove Tavern, you know, places like that are right here in Champaign-Urbana. If that's your favorite place, a Bunny's. If that's your favorite place, Jet's Pizza. You know, let us know. Rosati's. And maybe what I want to do on this Friday is jog somebody's mind to where this weekend, whether it be tonight, maybe tomorrow, all of a sudden you say, you know what, Lon? Well, as I kick my, I didn't kick. I couldn't bring my foot up this high. As I punch my microphone, Lon mentioned, you know, this place, and, you know, I've had a steak there before. I've had their chicken before. Let's go there and help them out. Let's help each other out. So give us a text, 359-2255. Prefer you not call that in. Just text it in, 217-359-2255. Michael Rivers, adopt a minor leaguer. He's up in Minnesota. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing okay, guys. How are you?
Good. How about a little local spot in your area? I know it'd be a long drive for us, but is there one of your favorites up there?
actually, there's one from my home college town in Mankato, Minnesota. They're called Zan's. They're kind of a taco burrito place. And I tell you what, they haven't changed any of the decor since the 70s. But I tell you what, every time my wife and I are down there, we have to get a bunch of stuff, and then we bring it home.
I love it.
So Zan's, Z-A-N-Z, it's a great burrito place.
Sweet. I'm glad you said that. Mankato, I've played a couple fast-pitch softball games in Mankato, Minnesota. That's a nice little town, nice little area.
It is. It's kind of a college town, but actually my father's side of the family is all from there, so I kind of grew up staying in Mankato a lot. So it was a good town. And then I went back there for college. And so, I mean, like I said, I was visit Zan's when I was a kid, and then I went, you know, as a college kid. So it's great.
Nothing beats it. Michael Rivers is the founder and president of Adopt a Minor Leaguer. He's visiting here with Lante. That's me, Derek Piper, also on the other mic, just to introduce ourselves to Michael. So, Michael, explain a little bit about what goes behind Adopt a Minor Leaguer. If you hear it, you obviously know what it means, but take us a little bit further into what exactly you guys are doing.
Well, what we're doing is we're kind of matching up minor league players in need with fan sponsors, and it's kind of a one-on-one relationship deal where the fan sponsor for the season will be sending care packages, gift cards, maybe Venmo or PayPal, a little bit of money here and there to kind of help these guys out. Because in reality, you know, when we started this back in February, right before spring training started, these guys aren't making much. They don't get paid for spring training. And even when they're, you know, during the season, they're making 7 to 11 grand for 6 months, which is just, you know, it's below poverty line. And that's, you know, if they do get a host family, fine, they have a little bit of extra money. If they don't get a host family, now they're paying a lot of their stuff for rent and they have nothing.
Michael, how can people go about helping them if they are interested, obviously, in this cause?
All right, well, they can go onto Twitter. We had to make up a second account because Twitter froze us for changing our birthday from my birthday to the creation day. So they think we're under 13 years old, so we've been locked out for a week.
That was a good story we shared.
It's kind of horrible. But our second account is from Adopt on Twitter. So they can contact us, let us know. They can also sign up on our website, www.adoptaminorleaguer.com. Fill out a little form, and then we will match them up with their kind of player from their favorite team if they want, or if they don't have any preferences, we could just hook them up with any player.
This is a great idea. How do I was gonna ask you that. If I wanted to do this, obviously I know Jeff Lindgren, he'd be my pick. But if I was going to do this and just didn't know any minor leaguer, I would assume when I get on your, because I saw that on your website, you just click the button, adopt a player, and then I assume you'd fill out some information. But do you guys then assign it, or do you have minor leaguers that have reached out to you to say, hey, if anybody's out there needing help, I'm right here?
Yep, we actually will sign you the player. And with the players, we do have the players that come to us, let us know. And then up until recently with our website, all we did was, you know, when the player came to us, we, you know, I throw it back onto my followers, which we were about 4,000 strong.
Nice.
And said, hey, I've got a Tampa Bay Ray that needs a sponsor. Who's in? And, you know, they DM me and I'd say, okay, you got them. And I'd set them up like that.
So
now we also, without our big Twitter site, we also have our, like I said, our website, so they can go on, fill out a form, and then I put them on a list. And then as soon as I get a player from said team, or, you know, or if it matches up with what they want, you know, I'll hook them up, have them email each other, and then they'll go from there.
That's awesome. Okay, I want to say these a couple more times so everybody gets a chance if you're interested. Again, it's on the website. It's adoptaminorleaguer.com. I finally graduated, Michael, to not saying WWW because my boys were like, Dad, you sound like you're 90. So it's adoptaminorleaguer.com. And then what is it again on Twitter, Michael?
All right. So right now it's from adopt.
Okay.
That's it. From adopt on Twitter. Our original page, if it actually comes back, hopefully, is adopt MILB player.
Got it.
Is the main one.
You just need a few more birthdays, Michael, and then you'll be...
Yeah,
you'll
right? Exactly. We're very frustrated. Like I said, it's almost been a week. We keep trying to get in touch with them, but Twitter is the hardest entity, I think, to get a hold of because they don't make themselves available any which way but sending a message, and they haven't replied in almost a week. So we're trying to get back at them. But at this point, you know, it's delayed us so much. I want to help these players, and
sure,
I can't make them wait. So I'm trying to maybe form a backup just in case.
So a question here would be, let's say that you've got someone that does want to help out, but maybe they don't have a ton of money to be able to supply living expenses or this or that. But I would assume a little goes a long way, right? Even with families being able to help out with a meal here or there or some groceries, anything.
Yes, for sure. So what we do, and we're actually very close to becoming a nonprofit ourselves now. We're forming that. We're getting the paperwork. We're actually going to have a separate donation site if they want to just donate a little bit. And it would go into a big kind of a player pool that we would use later for different players. But also there's another thing you can do on the website. There's a shop, so you can actually buy an Adopt a Minor Leaguer t-shirt or hoodie or hat.
Awesome.
And part of the proceeds will be going to that player pool as well. So you can kind of get something for yourself, but then also help those players. So any of those avenues, like the shop right now is up. The donation site will be up maybe within a week or so. So you can help there. Or if you know what, you don't have any money and you don't want to spend anything, just come on to Twitter, follow us, and help us grow. Help us get the numbers.
Awesome.
Michael, I saw the news earlier this week. Jeff Passan from ESPN.com reported the teams are going to plan to do $400 weekly payments to all minor leaguers, which is good, with some medical help as well. Have you noticed in dealing with any of the players that you have personally that other teams are going beyond that, or is it all kind of in the same pool right now?
Well, first of all, let me say that underneath that kind of announcement, they didn't tell everybody that they cut a bunch of players. So they cut a bunch of players who were hoping and waiting for that money,
mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't have to pay as many. I know already that at least a couple guys that I know have already got cut, so that's kind of a shame there. But it is kind of nice for those players who are getting it to get, but I'm currently getting unemployment right now, and they're probably getting maybe $100 a week more than unemployment does.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's a nice little whatever it is, but it's not huge, and, you know, players are going to still need more help.
Michael Rivers, say it one more time. So it's at from, what was it?
Okay, so it's at from adopt.
I'm sorry, yeah.
At Twitter. We are also on, you can do our websites at adoptaminorleaguer.com. I didn't do that at WW this time. and then also, if you want to check us out, we also are on Instagram. So it's adopt A-N-M-I-L-B player. So adopt N-M-I-L-B player, sorry. So hard to say.
Yeah,
so just find us any way you can find us, talk to us, and we'll try to get you in there to help a player.
That's pretty sad that I can't remember at from adopt. I mean, it's been a long week, Michael.
It's been
a long week.
It's okay. It's new for me, and it's new for me too. So it's hard for me to remember. No, it's not the original right now. It's the other one. So
well,
hopefully they'll unlock us. Unlock us soon.
Yeah, and you'll be ready to go. Well, listen, I'll get that out there as well to my listeners and our followers on Twitter for sure. And Michael, keep up the good work. I know this is a nice little effort to champion, and you're doing a great job with it. And you founded it. You're the president of Adopt a Minor Leaguer. Michael, keep it up, my friend, and good luck with everything.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate letting me come on here to get our the word out.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Yep, you too.
Okay, Michael Rivers, Adopt a Minor Leaguer, again on Twitter, @FromAdopt. It's not that
you got
hard.
It.
I finally got it. I didn't catch the Instagram one.
I don't have Instagram.
AnMILB. I don't know how to do Instagram. I don't either, so I don't.
Do you know how to do TikTok?
No, I don't know how to do that. Somebody had tweeted that out.
Oh, okay.
And then today I sent it back out. Have you watched it again today?
I watched it again when I got home last night.
I can't watch it enough. The 20th Century Fox.
Yes.
And then the one with the guy that's inside the rodeo. And it's the
Smash
somebody
Mouth.
Once. And he's like, you hear this some. And then the door, just this bull just jumps through the door and knocks this guy flat. Body once told me. I thought it was awesome. Hey, we've got some great text coming in, and we want to encourage everyone to keep doing this. What we're doing is we're trying to help out every restaurant in our area, in our listening area, not just Champaign-Urbana. So if you have a restaurant out there and you want to give them a shout out, please do. And if you know some of their specials, please do that. I did have somebody, I don't know who this is, but it's a 217, says if Lon wants a putting green in his front yard, have him call me. Look at this putting green. This is at a house.
Whoa.
Holy crap. If I still like golf, Hans D's going to look at this. He might have that at the D house pretty soon, but we appreciate that. Mike from Sedoris did say, I'm glad Nancy got extended, Nancy Faye. She obviously is a good coach. She does have a lot of national titles in the Division III area. She just needs that one breakthrough recruit. So maybe she'll be able to get that. But let me read some of these. Mike also said Buford's and Sedoris. They have an amazing grilled tenderloin. May's Mexican Restaurant. It's amazing food. That's from a 217. Dave and Atwood said the Big Brown Bag in Monticello. Awesome deli, soup, and specialty bakery. John and Ivesdale said Mama T's Pizza and Subs in B-Mint. The old B-Mint. The old airplane hangar in B-Mint that I used to play basketball in. We called it the airplane hangar, but appreciate the also the response, John. He said, I love your show. It's like listening to a friend, which is really nice during these crazy times. It's very nice of him to say that. Matthew in Monticello is Fieldhouse 219. I just got this a couple of weeks ago with Michelle. Went over and got a bacon cheeseburger, and I was like, well, if I'm going to come this far, just give me two cheeseburgers. I'll eat the next one the next day. And she has, okay, so it's Fish Friday, they call it. So 5 to 8 tonight. Give them a call, Fieldhouse 219. I'm not going to try to read phone numbers because I don't think we'll remember it. Just Google Fieldhouse 19 in Monticello. They have the chips. Like, not the potato chips, but you know what I'm talking about? They fry the chips or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they are so good. I got home with them and Andrew ate them. I'm like, no, hold on a second. Those are mine. They also have a special tonight on beers. 2 Miller Lite bottles and $2 Bell's Kalamazoo Stout bottles. So, special there on that. Let's see. What else we got here? E.T.'s and Rantoul, great barbecue, and they're cracked. Chicken quesadilla is awesome. Ryan and Cali, the D House. Sounds like something much different. That's not a restaurant. I read that too quick. The D House. Yeah, I get you there. And then the putting green installed by Ocall Prairie Landscapes out of Tuscola. That is awesome stuff. I'm just reading. I'm Ron Burgundy right now, just reading stuff. So, again, if you've got a local restaurant that you would like to get a shout-out for them, if you can hear us, whether you're on the web or do we still have an app, I assume, or on our app? No. Or on terrestrial radio on 93.5 FM. If you can hear us
and you want to give a shout out to your local restaurant or maybe a restaurant in another town that you like to go to, do it at 359-2259. That's 217-359-2255.
You said 59 the first time.
I did?
Yeah.
Why do I do that? 2255.
Yep.
Why do I say 59? Do I know anybody that's got that number? Don't call that number.
Call it after the break.
Yeah, do not do that, please. I'll get in trouble by the FCC and Stevie and everybody. 359-2255. That's how you text into us. We're taking those all day. Derek Burson, Illinois SID, is going to join us at 5:05. When we come back, let's hammer on some Bears and Bulls.
Yep.
We'll do it next. This is a drive.
Tired of waiting for your current HVAC company to call you back?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Call ABC Heating and Air at 217-352-5400. You'll talk to a real human being, and they service all makes and models. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Heating and Air, 217-352-5400. That's 352-5400.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now offering great deals online to all of Illini Nation. Introducing their biggest online sale ever. T-shirts starting at just $15, crew necks starting at $20, and hoodies starting at $25. Hundreds of other items are 20% off with free shipping on orders of just $50 or more. You won't want to miss out on these amazing deals. Head to gamedayspirit.com/sale today. That's gamedayspirit.com/sale.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Of course, why is Hans D in the room? Hans, don't ever come in this room again, you hear me?
All right, fine.
I mean, even if it's like 2 years from now, just assume we're still social distancing.
Okay, yeah.
Is that fair?
Keep yourself at the D house.
Oh. Right when I read that, I was like, oh, boy. I've been okay.
Hey, boy.
You got me. All right, buddy. Hans, right. I was about ready to say thanks, Hans. I don't know what I'm thanking him for.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, you're welcome. I'm shutting you off. I don't like Hans anymore. I like Hans.
To be fair, he was discussing how to make the Who You Got as entertaining as possible.
So he was doing his job.
He was, yeah.
Okay. And I was doing my other job. I was texting on my other job. Like I told you, I'm like, I got like 600 things going on right now. Okay. A couple guys out. I've heard from a couple of guys that are wanting this. And I'm going to do it again next hour, but they're wanting it. So let's do it. I mean, it's crazy times right now. We made it through another week. If you got them in the refrigerator, pull it out. If you got a cooler set up outside, pull it out. Here we go. Let's go. That's pure. That is pure, that pour. Oh, my. We'll do it again next hour as well. The Drive, Lante and Derek Piper. And Derek Piper, there's a sound that I know you'll like because you want to talk a little bit of it, and here it is. little Madden, right? Don't they have that on Madden? Or no. What was it? It's a different game. Maybe they don't.
Used to have it on Madden?
Yeah, I think.
I think they might have.
I think they did.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like 0-5 and I'd start the franchise back over with the Cardinals. And then I'd hear that again. And I'm like, ah. Okay, the Bears. We talked yesterday. Nick Foles, officially a Bear. The question yesterday on Next Question was how much of an upgrade over Mitch? You kind of answered it. Do you expect Nick Foles to start game one?
Yes.
I do too.
And Ryan Pace said today that they're calling it an open competition, which I
don't want to hurt Mitch's feelings.
That's fine. It's different than what he said in January about Mitch is our guy.
Right.
So we're making some progress forward. And I've accepted that, hey, Nick Foles isn't some sure thing.
Sure.
As far as, and maybe you could say Teddy Bridgewater wouldn't have been either as a backup and hasn't played a full season in forever since Minnesota. But moving away from Mitch, and that's what you're doing. And Nick Foles has experience. Nick Foles obviously won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
But he's been in a system. He's been with Nagy. He's been with the OC. He's been with the quarterback coach. Again, as I said yesterday, the system, there was just no trust at all.
Nope.
And I know that Nagy would come out and say whatever Ryan Pace was on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't tell me behind closed doors, he's like, hey, man, this, what am I doing?
I agree. Okay, pick a hand, right or left?
Right.
Can you tell me on that one hand, has Mitch Trubisky had more good games than the fingers on that right hand?
Oh, no.
Okay. So to me, Nick Foles has,
exactly.
At least.
Yeah.
To me, it's one of those where it's like, Mitch, sorry, buddy, but we're going to give Nick every opportunity to fail here. And I hope nobody out there is feeling bad for Mitch. He just isn't good. I mean, maybe he'll figure it out. Maybe he's one of those guys that I don't even know an example of a quarterback that kind of trudged along for a while and then figured it out. I mean, Ryan Leaf was kind of like this. Now, Mitch, to his credit, doesn't have Ryan Leaf's craziness, and I know Ryan has really kind of helped himself, and I know that was a depression kind of thing and an alcoholism kind of thing, and yeah. I'm glad that Ryan's better, but Ryan Leaf, before all that started, was not a good quarterback. And you finally just had to say, well, you're just not very good, and that's kind of what Mitch is.
Yeah, for sure, and you look at Tennessee with Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Where Mitch,
good call,
hasn't even done what Mariota has, yep, as far as the history. But when Tannehill went there, I think the outside perspective was like, meh, okay. And maybe some people are saying outside of Chicago who aren't in it, like us Bears fans, right, with Nick Foles, are like, oh, Nick Foles, yeah, okay, good luck with that. But
you might be surprised at how good the team looks with him in there.
Sure.
If you get a quarterback with that defense, if you get a quarterback that can just move the chains on occasion, you're going to win a couple of more games than you should.
Yep. And give him a run game. He's going to need a run game.
I agree.
And look, the O-line was pretty bad last year.
And that's not on Mitch. That is true. The run game's not on Mitch.
And the one benefit that Mitch would have is the legs. Because Foles is not escaping the pocket.
Not at all.
He's going to be a standing tree back there. But I also think he's going to be able to look at one read and say, it's not there. I'm going to another one. Not going to panic.
Boom. And like you said, more than the most important thing to all of that, he knows the system already probably better than Mitch, because that's one thing that Mitch could not. He just couldn't read defenses. This is what I read. I'm not sitting there going, Mitch didn't read the defense. This is what I've read, that he just hasn't kind of quite figured it out and picked it up. So, well, we'll see. I mean, I guess the good news is if Nick doesn't work, you still got Mitch.
If Nick doesn't work, I hope they draft somebody.
Yeah.
And maybe you get bad enough to where you're going to be in the Trevor Lawrence discussion.
Woo.
You have to be really bad, and unfortunately, the Bears defense will probably at least get him to 6 wins.
How high would you draft a quarterback this year, knowing you got Foles and Trubisky on your... You get 15 seconds to answer that.
We have 2 second-round picks, 4th round probably.
4th round, okay.
If that's you fair. Have a 4th round. Oh, God. 5th round.
Know.
Oh, crap. Crap. Jalen Hurts somewhere.
There you
Make
go.
It happen.
I like it. All right, Derek Burson, Illinois Basketball Sports Information Director, joins us at 5:05.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.